India's northeast is underwater once again. Continuous rainfall has caused heavy flooding, impacting millions of people.
Waterlogging has created issues for everyone. No one is able to get out of their homes, and they can't go to the office. My shop is filled with water, and it's damaging a lot of equipment inside.
Assam state is the worst affected. Heavy pre-monsoon storms caused flooding in April. Non-stop rain over the past few days has inundated dozens of districts. Evacuations are underway, and the military has been called to assist. More than 150,000 people have been moved to temporary camps.
The situation had been a little grim because there had been heavy rainfall since the past few days, and the whole of Assam is inundated, and the quantum depends, it varies from place to place.
There are also floods and landslides in the neighboring Meghalaya and Tripura states. While in Bangladesh, more than a dozen people have died and at least 4 million others are stranded. Continuous rainfall is hampering relief efforts, and both countries have drafted in the army to help. Authorities in India warn several rivers could burst their banks. Weather forecasters say the rain could ease later this week, bringing temporary respite. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.
And Tanvir Chowdhury has more on the worsening flooding in the city of Khulna in Bangladesh.
Many people, especially in the remote villages, are still marooned. They're desperately trying to rescue these people. Many of the homes actually totally washed away. Even within the city centers, there are floods. Many of the hospitals got inundated with flood water, which is complicating the situation for the rescue people, at least those who are harmed or are hurt during this flood. As far as the military and navy goes, they're right now very much concentrating on rescuing people who are marooned. But people are also in desperate need for fresh water and food. I mean, there is really the major challenge right now, particularly when you go into the Shunamganj Valley of the Sylhet Division. It is basically a lake area, so a lot of these villagers are very remote. Just to reach them itself is a challenge. Whether many of these houses are still there is a question. You got to understand in context, Sylhet and Indian Northeast just experienced a major flood just end of last month, somewhere in the end of May. So they're just recovered when we have the second wave of flood. UNICEF have warned in last May during the flood that at least 1.5 million children in this flood-affected areas are prone to waterborne diseases, malnutrition, and even drowning. So obviously a very much challenging environment. The forecast says that it could possibly rain. It's a monsoon season. If it rains again and if there is a torrential rain, things could again get worse.